Welcome to Story Chats at Inspi Romance. I'm Elizabeth Madry, and I'm here tonight with my two co-hosts.
I'm Narelle Atkins.
And I'm Valerie Comer.
And joining us today is Deb Kastner. Now, I'm going to read her bio, all right? And I just have to preface with that because of how it starts out. That's why. Dare to Dream! Exclamation mark. Publishers Weekly, best-selling award-winning author of over 50 novels and nearly 2 million books in print, Deb Kastner writes contemporary, sweet, and inspirational Western romances. Deb lives in beautiful Colorado with her husband, two adorable dogs, two mischievous cats, and during her midlife crisis adopted a horse named Moscato. Is it Moscato?
Moscato, yep.
Moscato, okay. She is blessed with three adult daughters and two grandchildren. Her favorite hobby is spoiling her grandchildren, but she also enjoys traveling, music, the Texas tenors in particular, singing in the church choir, and exploring the Rocky Mountains on horseback. Thanks for being us with being us. Thanks for being us. Apparently, you're going to be us tonight. Thanks
for being you.
Here with us, Deb. We are continuing our topic from last week, new beginnings, because it's January and new beginnings is what we talk about in January. It's like a thing you have to. So it seems to fit. And it feels like everyone also spends January working on goals and plans for the new year. So I want to know if the three of you have set a big goal or if you choose a word for the year. Have you done that? Anyone can just jump in.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Okay. 2020 was a killer for our family. So we're just hanging on by our fingernails. Yeah, I mean, I've kind of started thinking about writing, as far as my writing business goes and stuff, what I want to change, I want to do better for next year. But as far as real goals, not so much, no.
Okay. Narelle, goals, a word?
Diligence, I think, is the word that probably comes to mind in terms of, and I really probably need to be focused in 2021 and consistently work through the plan that I have to get my backlist back into print and get some new writing done and actually publish a book in 2021.
So
something new. So my goal is to actually start publishing again. And so, which is pretty exciting. Opportunity should be opening up the right way in 2021. So I'm pretty excited about that and looking forward to this year.
Excellent. Valerie?
I've never been one for picking a word. I don't know why. I tried it once and I forgot about it in a week and that didn't go so well. I've got a fair bit planned for this year. Quite a lot. I'm going to be keeping my nose to the grindstone and my fingers to the keyboard quite a lot in 2021 with the commitments I've already made. But I think it'll be good on track and just asking the Lord for wisdom and blessing and all those good things every day. And
absolutely
keep moving forward.
Cool. I don't do the word either. I've never even really tried because I don't know how you just choose one. God does not like specifically put one in my mind, that's for sure. And so then after that, I'm like, do you just like open the dictionary and point? What do you do? And that seems like a bad plan because like I'd point at construction zone or something and I don't know, it would be weird. So I don't do the word either. I need to start a new series this year. That's my big goal is I've got to get a new series started because Hope Ranch is finishing up. And so I need something else also to get going. So we'll see what happens with that. So, but goals and plans actually lead us into our topic, which is exciting, like that smooth segue. So Ooh. Smooth. Oh, is that a cat? We got to see the cat. Mischievous cat. Oh, it's a schnauzer.
For those of you on the podcast, you're not seeing Deb's beautiful pup.
I know you hit him again. What's his name?
It's a her. It's Gabby. It's
oh, cool.
Mine's it's adorable.
Asleep. Mine's asleep in the floor over here. So, yay, schnauzers. Sorry, totally derailed us with the cute dog. Goals and plans. So sometimes in a book with a new beginning, we get this new beginning because a situation gets forced onto the character and it changes their goals and plans. They realize something has to happen right now, or they realize that their goals and plans are misaligned. We've seen that this year. COVID, anyone? Maybe a little. But it's more fun to talk about books than COVID. So that's like a thing for sure. So we're going to talk about books instead. So we'll start with Valerie this time. Pick a book, one of the ones. I know you did your homework this time, so that's good too. Pick a book and tell us.
This time?
About, what? And last time. That's true. Sorry. Tell us about your new book that you chose and a little bit why it fits into the goals and plan realignment aspect of new beginnings.
The first book that came to mind when I looked at new beginnings from this angle as something that's kind of forced on a character rather than something that they chose of their own free will, if you will, was The Color of Love by Kimberly Ray Jordan. And it's part of her Hope, a New Hope Falls series, which we have perhaps possibly mentioned a time or two on this podcast before. In this particular one, the heroine, Sarah, works at her family's lodge. She's been in the first couple of books. This is not a new beginning for Sarah in particular. But the hero is a guy named Beau, and he is a trust fund boy from Houston. And he had a very loud and public breaking of his engagement with a socialite, much to his father's dismay. And his father sent him packing to his grandfather in New Hope Falls. Now, who gets away with packing up their adult son? Somebody who holds the reins to the trust fund. And Beau is 1 year away from getting his hands on his inheritance. And by golly, he's going to do it, even if it means that he has to go and spend time with his grandfather, whom he has never met. And which is like, oh my goodness, as a grandparent, I don't get this part. But anyway, whatever. So, so this is his forced new beginning. And he's only there for, I think it's a month. At the beginning, but you know how it goes with these kind of books, right? He finds things to love, a person to love. He finds some new hope within himself and a new beginning. But he doesn't really have a very good time with that at first, which is always fun. Grandpa decides that this very spoiled young man needs to find out what ordinary people do for a living. And so he arranges for him to be a dishwasher at the local diner and a few other things like that, just for a few days here and there. And so Beau is learning an awful lot about this new beginning. And so he resists, of course. And I mean, we know how a romance storyline goes, but it was a lot of fun seeing him fumble around and try to figure out how to do these things and to realize what hard work normal people actually have to go through to earn their keep. So that was kind of fun.
I liked that aspect of that book as well, watching him discover like how the other half lives who are not trust fund babies. It's like, because we all understand that part. That's my dog leaving, if the door freaked you out there, sorry.
I thought it was ghost of Christmas.
Yeah. Nope. I enjoyed those parts of the book for sure, watching him go sort of reality, engage reality when it was thrust upon him, for sure. Yes,
for sure.
All right, Deb, what about you? What, just one, what book do you have?
It's actually my own book, Opening Your Heart.
That's good.
So all my books have dog. It's called Opening Her Heart.
Okay.
It's the second in the Rocky Mountain Family series from Harlequin.
Okay.
And all of these six books have dogs in them. They're all different kinds of service dogs. This particular dog attaches to a little girl with epilepsy. But as far as new beginnings go, the heroine, Avery Winslow, she's one of the six siblings. She's had a dream of her own to own a bed and breakfast. Ooh. And so she's just pursuing her new dream that's kind of apart from her siblings. However, she finds the perfect place to make her bed and breakfast, and then the hero comes in right away with a big company sponsorship and is trying to take away the land from her.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he actually learns through the course of the book that what he's doing is bad, that's wrong, and is not, you know, not, he has to go through, I think, a more spiritual journey to get to a point where he wants to make a new beginning that is different than the kind of work that he's done in the past, and how, so he goes back actually to some of the other places where he's done the same thing and tries to atone.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I love that. I love that both of them have a new beginning. That's yeah. Fun. So often it's really only one new beginning per book. But that's fun. That's very cool. And the service dog thing is super fun too.
Oh yeah, I'm really loving the service dogs.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, Narelle, what about you?
Well, my first one, let me just get organized, is Remember Me by Marion Ukerman. So this is a new beginning, new series as well. And it's what happens in this particular book is Clarice was a very successful model. She had the perfect life in New York, married to her agent. Everything was going really well. She's heading for 40 and she's basically forced to, she loses everything because he was cheating on her. And so she ends up moving back to Chapel Cove in Oregon on the Oregon coast and living at her parents' house. So she's gone from having this lovely, luxurious life in New York City to basically having no money and working out that she's made some not so good decisions that have led her into this situation. And one of those being the person she chose to marry was probably not the best choice. And then, of course, she's got her the hero in the story, who she has a second chances book. So they knew each other when they were younger and things didn't work out. And so second chances is a favourite romance trope of mine. So I really like that combination of new beginnings and second chances. It's very fun. So that particular story I really enjoyed. And I think it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot in general is a lot of women, particularly in their 40s and 50s, can actually end up destitute and in a lot of trouble financially and living in cars. And you know, basically, if their marriage falls apart, particularly if they've been stay-at-home mums and things like that, they just don't have superannuation. They just don't have those financial resources. So I think it's good that in contemporary Christian romance, we actually see stories where real people are ending up in these situations that they did not choose. This was forced upon her. And then looking at how God is merciful and works in their lives to actually bring them into a better situation. And they have hope, as we talked about with New Beginnings. Hope's such an important part of that.
Absolutely. That's cool. So for me, I chose Falling on Main Street by Tara Grace Erickson. And in this book, the main character, Charlotte, is forced to take a leave of absence from her job. There's a classified document that got into the wrong hands, and she's blamed for it, even though it was not her, but she should have been the only one who had access to it. So it was natural that this was her problem. So there's this investigation and she ends up, because it's a scandal in the little, she's not living in a tiny town, but it's a small city and it's enough of a close-knit community that the scandal is too much. She doesn't even want to go get groceries because is just horrible with this hanging over her head. So she packs up and moves to a small town, which I don't think I'd choose a small town myself if I was trying to run away from my problems, but she does. So she runs to small town Minden to hide and sort of figure out how to start over. Is she going to try to fight to reclaim her old life, or is she able and willing to start over? And how much does it matter clearing her name? Like, that's a big part of it, is how much does justification and possibly retribution matter to her, or can she have a new beginning without, you know, like picture perfect closure in her life?
That's an interesting set of concepts to grapple with, I can see.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's really fun and it's really well handled. And the guy that she finds has she rents a cottage in Minden. And it is the home that the guy, the hero, had shared with his wife before she passed. And so he does not love that there's this woman in, you know, his home, even though he doesn't live there anymore. But so he has a new beginning also, which actually I'm just realizing they both had a new beginning. Because he's having to finally decide whether or not he's going to move on from the loss of his wife. It's been many, many years since she was killed. I believe she died in a car accident. And I'm trying to decide if it was that or if she was sick. And it's been so long since I read it, I can't remember. But it's been a long time, and he just will not move on. And his mother-in-law actually owns the cottage and has really been pushing him to move on. And so it's fun to see him grappling also with figuring out how do you move on while not just turning your back on what you had as
right.
well. Where she sort of wants to turn her back on everything that she left because it was so horrible, he doesn't want to. So it's interesting to see the different ways. I mean, neither of them chose this new beginning at all, how they grapple with it. So that's kind of fun. It's a great little book. All right, we still have a couple minutes. Who has a second book they want to talk about?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. You go first, Norelle. Val. Val goes first, though.
No, Norelle, go. We need more Aussie Norelle. Accent.
Oh, well. This is by an author no one's ever heard of before, Elizabeth Madry.
Yeah, it seems completely self-serving that I wanted you to go first.
Which one is that, Norelle?
Pardon?
Which one is that?
It's Hope for Tomorrow, book two. So if you were listening last week, you would have heard we were talking about this series as well, the Hope Branch series. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed this particular book because I read it when I was really struggling with a lot of health issues with migraines. And the main character in the book, whose name is Sky. Yep, yeah. The right one. Yeah, so Skye's actually left her job on the East Coast, and she's moved to Hope Ranch with grandparents that she's never met because her father has been estranged from his parents. Long story. And she's been struggling with this health issue that's really affecting her life. And she wouldn't have made the move if she wasn't having this particular problem. And she's recently become a Christian, and everything, her life is not rosy. All these problems she has just haven't resolved themselves. So she moves to Hope Ranch and meets the hero who is working on the ranch with horses, and he's just lovely and delightful, and a lovely little romance develops from there. And she really has to work through what's really important to her in her life. And does she want to go back to the East Coast, or does she want to have a new life around the Hope Ranch area, and all those kinds of big questions as well. So I really enjoyed that story.
Yay.
I find that Elizabeth Madry's a good author. And is this the wrong place to plug? Okay.
No, it's okay. We'll allow it. Thank you. All right, Valerie.
Well, it's even worse for me because I'm going to plug my own.
That's allowed. It's allowed.
I need that last episode.
thinking, and Deb did it. She got away with it. So it's all good, yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
We're not giving Beth any room to do that for herself. We're just keeping on talking about her That's so okay. She isn't there. The one that came to mind for me was Marry Me for Real, Cowboy, which came out in September.
Yep.
And it's a new beginning for both the characters, which is not, as we commented a few minutes ago, not always the case. So we have a rodeo star coming back home and knowing that his stepfather is going to ride roughshod all over him, as he always has done. And Adam is just determined to regain control of the ranch that his mom and dad had before his dad died and his mom married his stepdad. So he's trying to think how he can do that. And then he meets Riley, who is running and has been hitchhiking and is now trying to ditch the last guy she hitchhiked with, but he's like not willing to let her go. So she runs into the restaurant. She sees Adam. She's like, kiss me like you mean it. And he does. And that's where that all goes. I had a ton of fun with that first chapter. So he offers her a job, a legit job, and if she will, and a place to hide out if she will agree to be his fiance for the next couple months until he can clinch this deal with his stepfather. So of course we know that doesn't all work out quite the way he planned, but it's a huge new beginning for both of them, and it was a ton of fun to write that story, because they were just like fire and oil, just like all the time. There was a lot of fun dialogue, and they just got under each other's skin totally, and they didn't know, they were both pretending to be in love for the sake of his family. So when they really began to feel that, the other person couldn't really trust what they thought they were seeing, because it was all fake, right? Yep. So anyways, that was a lot of fun as well. That's a whole nother discussion probably, but the new beginnings were fully blown in that one. It was good fun.
No, it's a great one. Did you have another book, Deb?
It's not a book. I haven't had a lot of time to be reading, honestly, with but my husband's had some issues. But I was thinking about the Netflix series Virgin River, which is it's off of Robin Carr, who writes Sweet Romance for Harlequin. Mm-hmm. And what I love in this show is Doc Mullins mm-hmm. and Rose. And these two characters are over 70 years old. And you never see this on TV, but they're both, they actually were married like for 20 years and just never did anything about it. They lived separate lives. Mm-hmm. He had made a big mistake and she couldn't forgive him for it. And as they come back together in a new beginning, it is just, they actually show this falling in love of this 70 plus year old couple. Yep. And I love it so much because, you know, and honestly, in the Harlequin romances that I write right now, you know, characters are all 30, period. You know, you don't see anybody older ever having any relationships. So
that they are the reason that I watched, that I stuck through the first season, is I just was interested in them more so than any of the other couples that are going on. I haven't gotten to season two yet, but I'm excited because I've been putting it off because I'm like, they left them like he was signing the papers. And I'm like, well, if they're done, I'm out. Cause they're the ones I care about. I don't care about any of the other.
Okay, I possibly gave it away from you, but they're not done.
Yay. Then I'll watch the next season.
Yeah, it's totally worth watching.
Yay.
Yeah. I haven't watched season two yet either, but I love season one. I binge watched that very, very quickly. I think it took probably 4 days, maybe. Well, once I find something, I'm a binge reader and I'm a binge TV watcher as well. So I like to get into something and just really get into the series and watch it. And I just really enjoyed Virgin River. Yeah. Yeah,
it was fun.
It was good.
I want to read the books, but they're like, it's like a year long wait list at my library right now. And I'm just like, come on now.
It's kind of nice to know that it's never too late for a new beginning, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know where I'm going to use that tagline, but seems like it needs to be one.
It does. It totally does. You need a series of new beginning books, and that could be the series tagline.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, for 2023, since I know you're already you hooked up through 22.
I am. So if I know you were looking for something that you might need to write in 2021. Sure. So, you know.
There we go. There
we go, for sure. To you on a silver platter.
Excellent.
It's not even tarnished.
It's not. No. And the thing is that idea that it's never too late for a new beginning is like with Christian contemporary romance in particular, right? I mean, that's the underlying spiritual theme that we are always reaching for. Yeah. It's just to remind people, you know, there's no sin too big. There's no distance too far. You can't run so far away from God that he can't find you. There's always a chance. He always will give you a new beginning whenever you ask for it. So that's kind of cool too. So that could be like the tagline for the Bible. It's never too late for a new beginning. We could just go there. That would be a place to go.
All right. Accurate.
Yes. Yep. All right, so final new beginning thoughts? Anyone? No? Kind of covered it. I did have down for this one, I had Then There Was You by Kara Isaac down, but we talked about that last week because I took it more that Paige's new beginning was sort of forced on her because she said this in haste that she was going to leave the country and nobody believed her. And so then she had to follow through, or it was going to be just another example of her, you know, flaking out and just putting up with it. So that's where I took, Then There Was You, but I think we probably talked enough about it last week. If you missed that, just remember, I do read that book 3 to 4 times a year. So it is worth reading at least one time in your lifetime.
And it means we'll be talking about it again as well if you're reading it 3 to 4 times a year, because I'll reread that book again sometime soon.
Yeah, probably. It'll come up again. So then I guess if nobody has other thoughts, we'll just say this has been a lot of fun, because it has been. And Deb, thank you so much for hanging out with us and joining in our conversation. Tell everybody where we can find you and your books online. Where are you?
Deb.
For me, it would be at my website, debkastnerbooks.com.
Okay.
And you can find Facebook and Twitter and everything else there too.
Right there. Excellent. Do you have a newsletter? Do you have a newsletter?
Do I what?
A newsletter?
Yes, I do.
And you can sign up on your website?
Yes.
Perfect. So debkastnerbooks.com.
Yep. Debkastnerbooks.com.
Kastner.
Mm-hmm.
In case you were wondering. Excellent.
And I did wonder. My first time I helped and I kept saying,
not in case you were wondering. In case the people listening were wondering. All right, then for the rest of you, please do look up Deb's books. I have enjoyed all of the ones that I've read. I haven't read this dog series, and I don't know why, so I'm going to rectify that. But do look up Deb's books. They're fabulous. Thank you guys for joining us with Story Chats at Inspi Romance. If you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe and hit the little notification bell so you never miss an episode. And you can find us at inspiromance.com/storychats or storychats.podbean.com. And we hope you'll join us again next week. So meanwhile, make sure you take some time to fall in love with a good book. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.